3 weeks ago, has now sailed from Marseilles, where it had been refitted just before Christmas last year. And we also have Bob Noakes and possibly Tony Allen, both formerly of Radio Caroline, as presenters. A mystery shrouded the disappearance of Keith from Capital last week. The personnel department wouldn't comment on his whereabouts, and it was indicated that he was on holiday. The sudden disappearance of Keith from the country may well be connected with his problem over a work permit which he was having difficulty in getting renewed, and also as a result of some pressure from the Home Office regarding an inquiry into the operation of Radio Caroline. The peace ship will anchor 6 miles off the Egyptian coastline and will transmit 24 hours a day with a power of 50 kilowatts. The format will be middle of the road and pop music, and the broadcasts on 190 meters should be audible in Britain in the early hours of the morning. The Radio Veronica Bleicht organization is planned on September the 1st at Scheveningen to commemorate a year without the station. The rally, being publicized already by posters and in the Dutch national press, will take place of a silent vigil at 1800 hours along the seafront at Scheveningen, followed by a candlelight march to The Hague, the Dutch seat of government. It's possible that as a token gesture, Radio Veronica may broadcast an hour-long special program, but as booked time on the national radio service, Hilversum 3. In the meantime, the test transmissions of tone and carrier wave continue once a week from the Norderney, the Veronica vessel anchored 12 miles off the Scheveningen coast. The tests can be heard at 0100 hours on Saturdays. This is Pat Edison for Kaleidoscope Music Week.